This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with our baseball insider, Andy Carpone. Well, Andy, the series, just like the one a week ago with the Yankees, didn't go the way you might have thought, but a good ending altogether with the Sox winning 2 out of 3, losing the sales game. That's what I'm getting at. That's the one you'd think you'd win. But some thoughts on the weekend with the Yankees.
Well, overall, Bill, you really can't complain unless you want to say that the, Chris Sale game, that how can he give up 4 runs to the Yankees, God forbid. But, you look at the comeback from, win on Friday night. They beat the Yankees 9-6. Sox going 4 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th to come from behind. And the only slight negative in that game, I guess, Drew Pomeranz left the game with a back issue, but he's expected to make his next start. Then on Saturday, Red Sox lose 4-3, but Rafael Devers hit a home run in his 3rd consecutive game against the Yankees, becoming the youngest player to do so since Babe Ruth in 1915 for the Red Sox. So that was quite an impressive feat. And then the Red Sox come back with a strong start from Rick Porcello yesterday in a 5-1 win. Porcello wins his 4th in a row. Jackie Bradley Jr., he drove in 3, and the Red Sox back with a 5-game lead in first place in the AL East as they begin a big 4-game series coming up this week in Cleveland tonight. Then they're back home at the end of the week taking on the Orioles for 3 games over the weekend.
All right, looks like a tough week in Cleveland, that's for sure. What's the latest on Dustin Pedroia's injury?
Well, they say his knee is feeling better day to day. Still no timetable for his return. He's staying back in Boston, not making the road trip to Cleveland. He'll be working on baseball activities. So the Red Sox are hoping maybe in the next week to 10 days they can get Dustin back on the field.
He looked great coming out on the field yesterday, giving the big glove to Jerry Remy in the pregame ceremonies there. Any news on David Price?
Well, he stopped his throwing program because of stiffness in the elbow, but GM Dave Dombrowski still hopeful he can return this season, but time is running out. The more time he misses, the more time it takes to build up the arm strength. So we'll have to see how this plays out. So it's kind of up in the air right now what happens to David Price.
Andy, any other notes from either the Yankee series or the games prior to the Yankee series since we last talked last week?
Well, we're going to go back to early in the week. Red Sox on Monday had a makeup game against the Indians when they fell to the Tribe 7-3. Red Sox got some more home runs in that game, 2 by Rafael Devers, and wasted in the losing cause. Then on Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals came in for a brief 2-game series. On Tuesday, Sox win 10-4. Sox turned their first triple play in that game since 2011. And then on Wednesday, Red Sox beat the Cardinals 5-4 on a walk-off win as Mookie Betts had a 2-run double with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. And also in that game, Jackie Bradley Jr. threw out a runner at home, 254 feet from home plate, and it was on a single, believe it or not, the runner on 3rd. And before that game, 1967, Red Sox were honored for their 50th anniversary.
Gotcha. Wow. Any thoughts on what's coming up this week? You mentioned Cleveland, and Cleveland's a first-place team. That'll be a tough series for the Red Sox, don't you think?
Yeah, it will be. Red Sox have seen the last few years having issues with Terry Francona's Indians, so we'll have to see how this all plays out. Later in the week, hopefully we'll get Chris Sale back into the win column, but Doug Fister will be making a start this week. Drew Pomeranz hopefully coming back with that issue in the back from, his start back on Friday night. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. But, it's not going to be a cakewalk in Cleveland, that's for sure. So this will be a good test, a potential playoff matchup down the road.
All right. Major League Baseball notes, Andy. And we got a few of them here. So let's take it back to the beginning of the week with some of the things happening around Major League Baseball. Catch us up.
Back on Monday, Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton set a franchise record for the Marlins with his 43rd home run. He's up to 45 now. Also back on Monday, Cubs manager Joe Maddon employed a 4-man outfield alignment against the Reds first baseman Joey Votto. Usually you see maybe a 4th infielder coming into play at times, a 5th infielder or the shift with leaving the left or right side of the infield open. But this time he puts 4 outfielders out there, and Votto managed to get a hit down the line anyway, so it really didn't matter. Back on Tuesday, Giancarlo Stanton hit another home run. He had hit them in 6 straight games after Tuesday. That streak ended on Wednesday. But the Dodgers at that point, they won their 84th game. They go 50 games over 500 back on Tuesday. They actually had a winning streak snapped over the weekend. It was a 6-game streak, but the Dodgers are rolling right along. Wednesday, former Red Sox pitcher John Lackey stole his first base in his 15-year career. Then immediately after that, he got picked off second base. And then Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge on Wednesday struck out in his 33rd consecutive game, setting a Major League Baseball record. He continues to set that record. Yesterday, he struck out in his 37th consecutive game. Also yesterday of note, Twins starter Bartolo Colon, at age 44, beat the Diamondbacks. Colon has now defeated all 30 teams in his career in Major League Baseball.
And that is saying something right there, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And finally, I guess, Major League Baseball will have a new look coming up this weekend?
Yeah, we touched on this last week. Coming up this weekend, it's called Players Weekend. Players will be wearing new non-traditional uniforms with potential nicknames if they want on the back of the uniforms. Also have different hats and socks they'll be wearing. The Major League Baseball kind of gave everyone a preview last night. They had the Little League game played out in Williamsport between the Pirates and the Cardinals, and players were allowed to wear those uniforms last night. So fans did get a chance to see what those Players Weekend uniforms are going to look like, so we can discuss it next week to see what we all thought of it going forward.
Hey, Bartolo Colon has been around so long, he beat the Kansas City Athletics, the Montreal Expos, and the Brooklyn Dodgers, too. It's unbelievable, yeah.
I think he even got a save against the St. Louis Browns while he was at it, so he's racking it up everywhere.
There you go. Speaking of traveling around Major League Baseball, in the present time, Andy, you just completed a trip to one of the Major League ballparks out in Texas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, over the weekend, my family went out to Houston, and we crossed Houston off the list. They played Oakland over the weekend, and the two games I saw, the Astros came away with victories as they continue to lead the American League West division. And, yeah, I was very impressed with Minute Maid Park, the retractable roof. Of course, the condition is very hot out in Houston, so the need for the retractable roof. Did have a chance to go by and take a look at the Astrodome. That was nice to see it still standing, and took some pictures of that. And you know, overall, can't complain with the city. Very impressed with the park, all the amenities that they have. And they had a fireworks show after Friday night's game. You had to wait for the roof to open, and off it went. Actually, well, it takes about 12, 13 minutes to open and close the roof. And while the fans were waiting for the fireworks show, they actually had some professional men's softball players come out and do a home run hitting contest. So that was great way to spend the extra 12, 13 minutes for that roof to open. The softball players were hitting shots completely out of Minute Maid Park. It was quite interesting to see.
Wow, that's interesting. Andy, you were in Houston. What about Tom Brady? Did you guys run into each other?
I did not see any Patriots whatsoever in Houston. I did pass, obviously I went to the Astrodome, so I did see NRG Stadium on Friday. Stayed completely out of that area on Saturday for football. I was at the Astros game, but I was actually surprised. I did expect to see, between the flight back and forth and even at the hotel, I expected to see more Patriots fans. I guess they don't travel as well during the preseason. There were some scattered Patriots fans here and there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, there he is, Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. And, Andy, we'll check back soon.
Looking forward to it, Bill. Thank you.
And I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.